Thursday, but on Thursday I already want to start speaking about Kuti and Umar. So again, just on that, just to start off, just to know the Shaka Vatari well, you know, on Dav Gimel, that we already read, but, you know, to look at the Tosis there, and the Ritzvah, the Ramban, and also on Dav Dalid, Amud Aleph, and Kuti. That's the main discussion of Kuti. Again, just look at the Tosis and the Ramban, for sure. Also get a chance to look at the Mordechai on Tes Amud Aleph, and the Rashash also here. Basically, what we want to figure out is a couple of things. Number one, again, the status of Kuti, you know, the question of Yotze v'Nechnas a little bit, and you know, Hashkacha Tmidis. That's one of the things we want to try to get in before we break. And then after that, the Gemara, the, you know, expanded Gemara about Mumar. You can, you know, for now, let's just get to the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis if possible. And supplement that, both the Kuti and the Mumar, a little bit with, I'm just going to give you some other Gemaras to look at and some Rambams. There's an overlap, obviously, between the topics, depending on how you understand, you know, the status of Kuti. So look at the, in addition to things al Atar, definitely look at the Gemara. When you get to Mumar in particular, the Sugya and Horios on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, starting from Tanrabanan until the Isura, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. A lot of you are learning Avodah Zarah anyway, right? Where are you up to? Where's the yeshiva up to in Avodah Zarah? Is that the time? Is there a place? I like a... What? But the cold didn't start at the beginning, did it?
No.
Yeah. Where's the night trader up to?
Lamed
or so? Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's what I thought. So Chavav Amud Aleph to Chavav Amud Beis, okay, is Tani Rabavo until the Isura. And Tosis there, Dimamaskal Sami. That's, you know, the Morid and Vilamalin issue. These are really interesting and important topics. So those Gemaras should be supplemented in terms of the Mumar issue. We'll discuss more. And the Rambams are all over the place about Kuti and different Mumars. They're kind of, you have to see them all. But just, you know, start getting acquainted with them. Hilchos Avodim, Perek Vav Halach Vav. Of course, Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph, through Tezayin. Part of the Selsa, we have to touch on, when we touch on Kuti, we have to touch on, and also on the Mumar, you know, the Chalos HaShabbos, we already have to talk about Akuv a little bit. We'll discuss more about it later, but the Rambam in Hilchos She'er Avos HaTuma, famous one, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that's the one that's spoken about in the letters of the Griz in the back in the name of Chaim. I think I already mentioned a little bit about... the question of Kuti, and about the question of Akum. So that's to look at. Mamrim Gimel Gimel, Maisa Karbonos, Gimel Dalid, Shkogos Gimel Zion. Could be I'm leaving something out here, but this is the basic ones. Tfilin Aleph Yud Gimel. I guess we can start with those. And the question, in other words, what constitutes the min, or Mumar, you know, with regard to different areas of Halach. Obviously, Kachim, Karbanos, Shechita, Tefillin, Eidus, you know, and so on. Tshuva. So start with that. Also, because Tshuva Perikimel. I don't know why to put that in. Yeah. And also the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the discussion of the Nosei Kelim, especially the Shach. So the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simen Beis Sif Tes, and the Shach, Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Okay, so this, again, we'll see, we don't have that much time. It seems like, you know, Abraham has imposed a limit on our Shiurim. So trying to get him to reconsider. But if we could get at least through the Shaka Vataria about certainly Kuti, and if we could start talking about Mumar, and then we'll pick up with that when we come back. That would be okay. So again, that's at least, you know, what I, at least the basic Makoros, you know, through through Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so they are connected topics. We're going to break them down, but can't talk about Kuti without speaking about, you know, Mumar and Israel and so on. Okay, so that is in terms of the next topic. Before we get there, we want to finish this topic. This topic also is a much bigger topic than we're making it, but I do want to speak about, you know, at least the main thing. So we started talking about Efshe Levarer Tzar Klavarer. We examined the sheet of the Baal HaMor, noted that it seems very rooted in conviction. The mainstream view is the view of the Mahag and the Rif, and, you know, the main Rishonim, also strongly articulated by the Ramban here in Mechamos, that Efshe Levarer Tzarich Levarer. And what we were trying to explain was that there can be different perspectives for each of these views. And basically what we were arguing was the default, one would think, just, you know, out of common sense, and also, you know, halakhic analysis, one would think, you know, at least default, that Efshe Levarer Tzarich Levarer. Right? Why rely on some sort of, you know, doubtful resolution, you know, when you have a better method that is accessible to you? And we'll see this echoes other issues too, particularly Dovr Sheish Lo Matirin, which I want to talk about today as well very quickly. So all things being equal, one would think that Efshe Levarer Tzarich Levarer, and the question is, like, why wouldn't you hold that way? Moreover, Efshe Levarer Tzarich Levarer itself, as we explain, could take, you know, one of two, it's appealing perspective for one of two reasons, or maybe for both reasons. One is, because you might argue, that Kol Zman She Efshe Levarer, then Al Pi Din Ein Kan Safek. That, you know, wouldn't apply to Efshe Levarer Yoser, you know, as opposed to Efshe Levarer Pachos, but it certainly, you know, would apply, it's definitely Efshe Levarer. Again, not Mukrach, but you might make that argument, that, you know, the access to a definitive solution means that this doesn't have the status of the Safek, and therefore Al Pi Din, you can't apply the Dinei Safek. That's one perspective. The other perspective is that, you know, even if you assume that there still is a Safek, as long as the robe is not an infallible solution, or close to infallible solution, it's not a solution to Torah's Vadai, then you would want to, you know, have access to Efshe Levarer just, you know, in order to maximize, in order to improve, right, to find a better solution. That's different than what I was saying a second ago. But that, as we explained, you know, could entail two different things, and that's where we get to the other side of it. Namely, if you're going to be the Shita that says an Efshe Levarer Ein Tzarich Levarer, so you have to assume, number one, that there is a Safek, even if it's Efshe Levarer, and you have to assume, in addition, right, that the possibility of a pragmatically better Birur, right, is not Mechayev you. And that could be formulated, as we said the other day, in two different ways. One is, if Al Pi Din, you think that there is no formal or legal Leidas HaSafek, right? So then, basically, you already have a Vadai solution. Not Vadai mathematically, not Vadai, you know, infallibly, which is what the terms usually imply, but Al Pi Din Vadai. So that goes to the question of Leidas HaSafek, and Birur, as opposed to Leidas HaSafek, maybe even as opposed to Birur, or maybe Leidas HaSafek and Birur as opposed to Hakra, however, wherever you'd want to draw the line. Or the other possibility is what I was suggesting, what I thought that the Ritva meant, and that is that even from a Hakra point of view, maybe the Din, as long as you're involved in the, you know, in the category of Safek, the din of a rov is a din vadai as a halacha, as a matir, if not as a poter, as a safek. And that, ironically, from that point of view, you know, typically, again, if we're talking about anything less than that, every Mavara is better than every Makriya. But from another point of view, you could say that the perspective of Makriya is based on another idea, and that's the idea that the halacha itself was not osim, is a kind of a hutra, you know, in the circumstance, you know, of certain, of suffik, the mako merov, you know, and that, I think, what the Ritva meant when he said that, you know, zlina basarov is a lechatchila, not a bidyev. Okay? So that is what we were up to, and then from there we were analyzing the formulation. I was suggesting the Balamor seems conviction-based, but it doesn't really tell us why. The Ra'ah, and we'll get to it in just a couple of minutes, the language, does seem to say that Rove here, Rove Mitzvineso Shvita Mumkenhein, is treated as kol. It's hard to know what that means, but I think the Pashtus, what it means is that we consider the risk to be negligible, and therefore legally it doesn't register, and therefore we treat it as kol. Again, the Ra'ah is not going to tell you, you know, that this is 100%. We'll get to the, you know, the Mishmeres HaBayis critique in just a few minutes, but that would work better with the view that this row qualifies as eliminating the latest Asafek. So until we know otherwise, it's kol. Okay? As opposed to the way I thought the Ritva was formulating it, wasn't saying anything about the rov, he was saying something about the din of a zlina basa rov, and saying that that's not a bidyeved, that's a lechatchila. Where does it say that that's a, you know, a bidyeved? I'm sorry, that that's a lechatchila. That's a good question. Okay, so that is the, those are the three, I guess, or those are the three positions, but the two perspectives within that position. If the Ra'ah is even willing to concede that there is a legitimate midas chasidus, but one which is not, you know, doraisa na'akev, or doesn't mechayev you, you know, that wouldn't be, if you really thought it was 100%, that wouldn't be midas chasidus, that would just be a waste of time. But of course he knows that there are circumstances, you know, in which you know, you're going to get a different solution if you're bodek. So again, this idea that there could be midas chasidus probably, again, is consistent with the view that there is surely a better birur or a way of, you know, upping the odds, you know, that you are, you know, not involved in any kind of risk. You have to acknowledge that. To say that and to still say that it's called, or to say that and to say azlina basa rov lechatchila is an even bigger statement, frankly. Okay. The Ra also thinks that if this were not true, namely that if we didn't treat this as kol, that there would be all sorts of dire implications, and we need to address that as well. And the Ritva does, and the Shmeres HaBayis does, etc. Namely, if we weren't going to say that the rove here was self-sufficient, and even b'mokum she'apshul avarer, the Ra'ah's argument is that you know, we would have to say smoch miuta lechazaka, and either say v'itra le'ruba, or at least say v'hava palgo palga. That's very important, and we'll get back to that. Meaning the Ra'ah saying, you know, if you're going to acknowledge the presence of this miut, right, then you should also not say this halacha of being machir at all, because of the combination of chazaka and miut. He assumes that any miut worth being mevarer for is a miut that is capable of joining forces, you know, with a chazaka to at least establish everything as a safek. And the Rishonim who are kolei obviously assume that that is not the case. And that is particularly interesting according to the Ramban because of the way the Ramban begins. So let's get back to the Ramban for a moment and then we'll get back and fine-tune the Ra'ah a little bit more and the Mishmeres HaBayis. So in the Ramban, what we noticed was that the Ramban does immediately, in terms of Nisuach, right, the Ramban is really on top of this right away, what we saw already, and right, Eitan, I believe, was reading, and that is that he starts off by saying, that there has to be Birur, because there's a Chazaka connected. And we were Medayik in the language, Rov Zeh, right? Again, since Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif, and he himself admits that in the continuation, although he doesn't use that terminology, so then you might think Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif, the Chazaka plays no role, right? So why does the presence of a Chazaka, if it doesn't play a role in upsetting, right, the balance of power, l'halacha, meaning you're going to be Azlina Basar, this particular row, then who says that it plays any role in the question of Epshel Avar and Tzarif Avar? Right? So that's an interesting perspective in the Ramban. Moreover, the Chazaka, as we said, has nothing whatsoever to do with the questions in this particular case. I mean, the Chazaka is an objective status quo anti-Chazaka. It just says, that the previous state was a state of Iser. That's always true, right? If you have the best shochet in the world, if it's, kulam omdim al gabav, if his credentials are best, it doesn't make a difference. If he passes, the Bechina, they don't even give him a choice. Like, you have to answer all the questions. And it's not even oral, or maybe it's rigorous oral. Got it. But, even then, at the end of the day, that doesn't deny that Behema Bechaskas Iser Omedes, right? Meaning it's a factor. If you didn't have Rov, that would be a factor in deciding, this particular Safek. But at the end of the day, once there is a Maisa Shechita, one would have thought that that would render the Chazaka, the status quo ante, irrelevant. So the new status quo depends now on something that has, more recently taken place, namely the likelihood that this new action was or was not transformative. The issue isn't on what the status was and whether it persists. It's not particularly more difficult because of that either. It's not like the Maisa Shechita, which is subject to the Rov, right, has to overcome, this Mukhzak. I mean, it does, legally, but it doesn't, practically. It's not more difficult because it's a Chazaka. Just that was the previous status. So it's fascinating that the Ramban thinks that the presence of a Chazaka, even though the Rov will win, and even though the Chazaka has zero practical or interactive connection with the Rove, nonetheless, somehow it establishes the equivalent of what he's later going to explain, also applies when you have a Miut HaMatzu. And what that means in the Ramban is that the whole subtle focus here is to try to figure out which Roves, and that is exactly what he says, right? Shezeh HaRov Eino Kevada. Meaning, no rov is a vadai. Meaning, zeh rov eino kevadai al pidin. That, that we're going to say about it, that there's no leidus hasafek, or maybe, it's sufficient to say that it's mevarer. We're not going to say that here, because there's a chazaka keneged. And we're not going to say that here, because additionally and separately, there's also a miut hamatzui. But on the miut hamatzui part, we understand it. Ein Doma, 95, to 80, and Ein Doma 80 to 60. So the idea that you're not going to say there's no leidus hasafek makes sense. But the chazaka part is mechudash. It shows that halachic factors will enter into and the kind of the halachic battleground or battle of forces is going to affect, in some cases, how legally and formally we look at at the forces themselves, even the victorious forces. You can win, but are you winning unanimously, basically, all things being equal, or, you're winning and you're taking no prisoners, or, you're winning, but that doesn't mean that there aren't some casualties or that there aren't some, there isn't some fallout, that remains. If you don't mop up, after the battle, then, the remaining opposing, forces, can recoup or regroup or band together with other, groups. That's kind of what's going on here. So this is a very important, the language of the Ramban and the sheet of the Ramban is very, very important. When you contrast what the Ramban is saying with the Ra'ah, it becomes particularly interesting. Meaning the Ra'ah is saying, if you Ramban, the Imcha and Rajba, are right, namely that there's a remaining miyut, then you should say smoke miyut on the chazaka, and at minimum palgo palga, right? Because the chazaka isn't dead, right? Chazaka sometimes is a remaining force that wasn't mopped up, and then you can have this this comeback. That's what the Ra'ah is saying. The Ramban isn't saying that, but the Ramban, and basically the Ra'ah is saying, so why don't you go so far as to say that? But the Ramban is saying that the fact that there's a chazaka, albeit one that was vanquished and overcome, is still enough to tell you, that the victory of the Rove is not absolute. So that's important. Okay, we'll get back to the, what are the, conditions in which you say, smoke miyut al chazaka, and when do you say v'havaleka palgo palgo, when do you say itrale ruba? I'm not going to discuss it so much in detail, but just the few issues that come up here in the Ritva and in the Shmeres HaBayis, we'll talk about some of them a little bit later on. Okay, so that's the first point in the Ramban. The second point in the Ramban is that he expands, again, he already implies that there's more than one kind of rove, and that different types of roves, right, some would require birur and some would not require birur. Good. And that, chazaka is a factor. But the second point in the Ramban, implicit, he didn't, put a neon, blinking sign on it, is that what we're saying here about rov is applicable to other mevararim and machriim, and we can bring rayas, from Rove to Chazaka or from Chazaka to Rove. Because the Sakin case is not Rove. The Sakin case is you have a Sakin, which is Muchsak, Baduk, at some point, a kosher Sakin. And until we know that it's not kosher anymore, the presumption is that it remains a viable Sakin. Again, what happens if later on, after having done things in the interim, knowing that it was a kosher sakin, then later on you find out that it's a non, it's not a viable sakin. What happens, to everything in between? That's a big argument. That's a big discussion. That's part of the Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, very important thing that we're going to have to discuss on Daf Tes. It's very connected in the Gemaras and in the Rishonim to parallel cases, most famous of which is, anybody know? Most famous of which is? Nida. Who said Nida? Yeah. Well, which case of Nida?
The eighth.
Okay, but
Mikvah.
The Mikvah case. But in that sugya too, 100%. Mikvah shenimdad, right? The nimsa chaser. Did you check the Mikvah? And it was kosher. Right, and then you did all sorts of tahara activities in it, and then later on it was checked, the nimsa chaser. Right? So the question is, what is the status of everything in between? Now, also Nida, you're right. I mean, the Bedikas Nida, and then what happens afterwards. Right? But the most famous case is probably Mikvah Shenimdad and Nimsa Chaser. So that's an interesting problem, an interesting question. We're not going to deal with that right now, but we will deal with that. Again, those are issues of Chazaka Demikara, Chazaka Dahashta. Okay, so the fact that the Ramban brings Raya from Sakin, which is a chazaka, not a rove, is significant. He does qualify it, but his qualification has nothing to do with the status of Chazaka versus Rov. It has to do with whether or not you would distinguish between, you know, when there was a previous Bedika of the Sakin prior to the story, you know, you bodek the Sakin, you went ahead and you did a whole bunch of Shkitas, and now the question is, if you can, in Epshar, Levarer, if you have the Sakin Lefanecha, should you be looking at it again? If the Sakin disappears, right, so everything is Becheskes Kasher. That's a double Pashut. But if the Sakin is sitting on the table, is there any need to be bodek it? Says the Ramban, well, of course there might be a difference. There might be some differences between these cases when the Sakin was, whether it was Nivdak before or not. So here that's the line of the Ramban. Efshar hu adin tzarech lebodko kisha nimtza. V'lo samcha afa lebedika rishona shebodak samach l'shchita v'kavachomer l'zu me'ata. I mean, he thinks the Sakin case is better because it was a previous bedika. V'afilum yesh cholek b'zu So the distinction is based on the fact that it was a bedika samuch lemaisa, not based on the fact that this is chazaka and that's rov. But given the reality that, you know, rov and chazaka are different, if you ask which is better, which is worse, you know, they're just different. Right? Again, chazaka is about a presumptive status quo ante, about the persistence of a status until, you know, like the burden of evidence to prove that a status is, you know, has changed. Right? You don't have that in Rove. And you also don't have in many cases, many cases of Muxakos, there's no reason to think on a pragmatic level that the status quo ante has anything to do with the issue right now. Particularly when there might have been some intervening event, you know, that is part of the story. Like Nogabo, or Shachatbo, or Tabal, you know, etc. So it's better and worse, it's just different. But the objective problem, this is something the Torah says that you are allowed to rely upon, right? In absence of 100%, you know, or in a case of Safek, in absence of 100% knowledge. And once again, does that reliance contingent upon it being the best way to solve the problem, being the most effective way? You know, what about B'mokum Shef Shalvar? Is that even a Safek? It shares common features. Again, if the idea was Komapam Shef Shalavar in Kan Safek, then certainly you would say it's all the same halacha. Even if Chazak and Rov work in totally different ways, nonetheless, the real issue is how do you understand Ab Shalavar? Right. Even if you don't, and you think that it's a question of the nature of, you know, how you look at Rov, how you look at Chazaka, etc., you know, so then there's parallels, and there's also an opening to distinguish. So that's the second point that I'm talking. The third point in the Ramban is the difference between Mira Matsui and Mira Shena Matsui. That's very reasonable. Now again, the Ra'ah, at the end of the day, is he really arguing that this is a mute, you know, Shena Matsui? When he calls it Kol, does he really think that that affects the percentages? And it's really a Machlokas, some sort of Machlokas in the Tzius? Or that's, again, it's purely legal statement. So we'll get to the Ra. Not sure. We prefer it's a legal argument. We'll get to it. Okay. Then the next point in the Ramban is all based on what we read. I'm just reviewing for a second and just elaborating a little more. Is this quotation of Divrei Agada, which is interesting, right? The Tanchuma and Parsha Shmini, which he says is a certain case of Trefa, where Klal Yisrael is being commended, you know, they're being appraised, you know, for being Machmir, in what the Ramban suggests is a bedika or a shmira, which is only derabanan, right? Shekivin shenishkuta b'chaskas heter omedes, But this is a din drabban. Din midaraisa sikna hafshet benitua hafshet benituach ba'olav alon katzavim etc. So this is a little bit strange. What proof are we bringing for this din doraisa from a din drabban? Right? Oh, but I think that the answer is clear. We didn't discuss it yesterday. Well, what might be the answer, Ellie? That's not the question. Do you think the question's stronger than the answer that you can think of? Because this might be your humility, you know, at work. Yitzchak? I mean, there's like, you know, a Rabban fan club here, which is a great thing. Avrami? I need somebody with a little more, you know, Rish Lakish. I like that. What? Correct. What point is that?
The requirement highlights an even broader point even on the right level of a requirement of that
sure. Correct. Just to say, but what is it? It's what we've been talking about. I mean, there wouldn't be, the assumption of the Ramban is that there wouldn't be a drabanan, or it wouldn't be a praiseworthy, a significant drabanan, you know, that is singled out for praise, if, to use the Ramban's own terminology, if the din of Azino Basarov was always the Nasa Kivana. Meaning, if Alpi Din, you were, let's say, either for what I'm calling the Ritva view or for the Ra'ah view, if you didn't consider this to be a Leidus HaSafek, then there probably wouldn't be a Durabana. This actually goes to the question a little bit, again, of the Midas Chassidus of the Mishmeres Habayis. But it sounds like the Ramban is mostly saying that, you know, there's only Midas Chassidus, you know, because there's still Leidus HaSafek. But Lu Yitzuyar was a, you know, a rove with a Miyot Sheino Matsui, let's say, for the Ramban, she'eno kineged chazaka, there wouldn't be midas chasidus either. That's very interesting. Yeah?
Just to clarify that point, you yesterday in here were suggesting that maybe a difference between the Rashba and Ramban would be, let's say you actually didn't check in the case of Ite Kaman.
Yeah.
But according to the Rashba, you'd be violating the halakhic principle midas chasidus, whereas according to the Ramban...
Because the Ramban, let's make it clear, because the Rashba calls Epshe Levarer and Tzorech Levarer itself Midas Chasidus Darais.
Yeah. Like,
and the Ramban doesn't.
But here, if anything, it sounds like the opposite, but if you're saying on the Darais level, you don't need the Bedikah.
Here, it's a little different. That's why I say it's an interesting parallel. The Rashba was saying, you're right, this is Midas Chasidus, but you're wrong that it's Drabana. That's what the Rashba was saying to the Ra'ah.
Yeah.
So this is a Midas Chasidus, I mean the whole din of Epshe Levarer and Tzorech Levarer is a din doraisa,
yeah,
of Midas Chasidus, and that's why I was saying, I wonder, you know, whether or not you've kind of violated Hilchos Mamrim, but you haven't really violated Hilchos Shechita.
Yeah, but here in Ramban, what did he say, could you infer from here that any type of, let's say, further clarification would also be a din drabanan? I mean, the fact that doraisa...
You mean that the whole din of Epshe Levarer and Tzorech Levarer is drabanan?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound to me that way. Certainly the Rashba didn't understand that. What?
I mean, then why isn't the Gigat Haria Doraisa?
It could be that that's a stronger, you know, maybe there's no, you know, there's no, maybe they don't look at the Chazaka, you know, the Gabe Trepus, you know, there was no Cheskas Trepa, you know, I think there could be other reasons for that.
I mean, but wouldn't that difference sort of be opposite there? Meaning, that over there, since there is no...
No, maybe it's a stronger...
Been
no, I'm saying maybe there, the Rove is stronger... But still not to the point of being Vada.
But if the Rove is stronger, that's stronger
than here, therefore they need to check there is only Drabanan.
And here, the Rove is
All right. I mean, it sounds to me, that line aside, everything else in the Ramban, sounds like this is a Din D'Oraisa. So I'm just saying, so what's the raya from the Drabanan, from what he acknowledges as Drabanan? I'm just saying, because if it was Kibadai, you know, then there wouldn't be even a Drabanan.
Yeah, then there'd be nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have this language in the beginning that this is where he says, it's
kosher shemakakila.
This is what? He calls it a kosher shemakakila, but
that... D'Oraisa, though. You know, they're not, no one's, everybody agrees in the end of the day that he's in the line, that he gets the row.
Yeah, but that's still different than presenting it as like a shash with Akiva. Shash with Akiva sounds more of like the Rabbana language than
I'm just saying the Rayas and everything, the way that the Rabban is talking, aside from this sound, and definitely the Rajban just put those as the Rayas. I mean, that's what he says. He says, yeah, Midas Chasidus, but the Rayas. I think the pashas of the Ramban is that it's d'oraisa. Just that it's not ma'akev, but it's a chiv d'oraisa. It's like, you know, what the Ritva says, who says Azlina Basar Rov is only b'di'avet? I think the other Rishonim say Azlina Basar Rov is b'di'avet. You know, certainly the Hakra part. I think the pashas is d'oraisa. Okay. The next one is, just to follow through with this a little more, because the other example that you'll have in a second, in Yochsin, but before we get there, we had the other example. The next example was the Psachim, right? The Bedikas Chametz that I already mentioned. Bedikas Chametz itself is a Din D'Rabbanan, right? But even in that context, right, we say after the Vara Tzarech Levara. That seems simple reading of the Gemara. I was suggesting, you know, that if you take the view that Bedikas Chametz Nitkana Ala Safek, you know, that might be something, you know, that the even the Ra'ah and the Ritva would agree to. Because that Gemara is a very, almost explicit right. Okay. And then I mentioned Agav, that we have other things that are, you know, in both directions. We have things that are, you know, Misafek, you know, Badai, not Osor, the example of Mams there. And other such things. Again, maybe that's shot in the Rambam in many cases of Pesek D'Oraisa, Lechumra D'Rabbanan, right? And again, it goes to what, you know, what is default, you know, in the world, which we talked about earlier in the year. And there are some cases like Demai and possibly Bidikas Chametz where you have the opposite. By the way, that I mentioned that Sharon brought to my attention the Ritva on Memom Beis in Avodah Zarah, that Safek Avodah Zarah is Lekula Midaraisa, but there's also an interesting line there, I should add, that is what he tries to explain, but he says that's only if it's Safek, right? Do you see it? But if it's Rov, you know, that's Asar. But the language that he uses, he says, because if it's Rov, it's Vadai. So it's interesting in general that the Ra, you know, seems to be operating, you know, when he works with Rove, that if Roves that work are often described as Vadais, which is an interesting phenomenon. We'll see a little later on his discussion of Spekfeka, that he almost says the opposite. But no steer, just, I'm sorry?
He's saying that your average Rove is weaker than
Right, he doesn't say about all roves. But this is but the question is, what makes this rove different? Is it really the mitzios, or is it the halachic status of it? I think it's halachic status, not the mitzios. We'll get to it. Obviously, the Shoras Abayis doesn't think so. He just doesn't understand what he's talking about. He says, what do you think, you know, everybody else who shechts is automatically vadai, you know, involved in the velas and Abram Nachai, right? So we'll get to it. But I just think it's curious. Yeah. I'm not saying it says all cases, but he's prone to say that is what I'm trying to say. You have language of that, Rizva? It's Nemum Vase, right? What's up there? Yeah. Yeah. is this an interesting? The ruba kevadai kiven the menoraisa chayshin on the ruba. So it's just too curious. I mean, these are always mechudash lashonos. Rove isn't kevada. No. If you want to say rove works, say rove works. You don't say rove kevada. But the Ramban here is using that language. You know, when will you say rove kevada? Not here and here and here and here. But there are some roves apparently kevada. So again, it's the numbers. For the Ramban, it's clear. Sometimes it's the numbers, and sometimes it's the halachic forces against, even though they have zero impact on the numbers. Sometimes it may be what the category itself requires, like Avodah Zarah, etc. Right? Okay. So, yeah. The next one that he brings Raya from, how you want to read, is Yuchsin. The Gavi Yuchsin Matzinu. Yeah. So what do you make of that? That's a different halacha. You need two roves. I don't want to get into all that right now, but for Yuchsin. But that's a special din in Yuchsin. It's a mala b'yuchsin. What does it have to do? You need two roves in Yuchsin, right? Mishum demir psulei kuhuna shchiach. Okay. There's that phrase again, right? Aso kevadai. Legambri, actually. Okay. Again, I think d'oraisa. I don't think it's rabban. Okay. So what's the problem here? You bring a raya from the mala of Yuchsin to the... It's a mala. That's what mala of Yuchsin means. You need an extra rove because the stakes in Yuchsin are particularly high. What does it have to do with Shechita? In Yuchsin, we're worried about it, and in Isra Chamor, Shechita is not more Chamor than Yuchsin. You think there you need two roves, and here you're going to say one rove is enough, even Bafshil of Arer. But again, I think it's the same point. And that is, he's not trying to necessarily equate these cases. What he's looking for in the common denominator is whether rove is kevadai, meaning al pidin is no leidus hasafek. If there's no leidus hasafek, then you shouldn't have trei rovi in Yuchsin. That's what he's saying. Even as a mala. So if in Shechita, you're going to say that a mir amatsui, right, doesn't require you to be a mevarer, and you're going to say that because the rove is rove like this is kevadai, then there's no room for mala b'yuchsin either, even though there's totally different dinim. That's the common denominator, I think. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, then. That's the raya, the Hekatimtzi raya for the Baal Amor. He doesn't like that. Also, this is pretty much Belishna Basa Dravina. Also, he interprets in an interesting way. You can skip to the end, but Dover Muska Makubo Minagonim, Radim Shonim Al Titare. Basically, this is the end of the Ramban. Okay, great. Okay, so the Ramban relates to a lot of issues, and I think his position is relatively clear one way or another. Okay, let's turn for... So far we've discussed Rove, and we discussed the parallel question of Chazaka. Clearly, there you could be mechalik between different types of roves, as we just discussed. Rove connected chazaka, rove, depending on the status of the miut. We'll soon discuss the question whether the miut quality matters in Rove. Does it matter whether the miut is from the Rove or separate from the Rove? Is there a conflict between the data of the Rove and the miut? Or no? Does that matter? Does Rove, you know, Nashim is Abros and Miut Mapilos? Is that different than, you know, Rove Nashim is Abros and Miut Enon Mapilos, Enon is Abros? Right? Or Rove Mitzuneh Soshkit and Mumchen Hain, you know, Umiut, you know, Enon Mumchen, as opposed to, you know, Rove Mitzuneh Soshkit and Mumchen Hain, but let's say, but miutam, you know, toim, you know, or shochachim, or whatever it is, right? Does that make a difference or not? In the quality, again, numbers-wise, that's the bigger point I want to make here. None of these things matter numbers-wise. Does it matter whether the miut automatically contradicts the conclusion of the rove or only by implication? Right? This is the part of the Ha'ara of the Ritva, and again, Raj Rumshper Sabayis. Let's say you have the Rove Mitzuneh Soshita Mumchen Hain, right? But that doesn't mean that every Eino Mumcha who is Shokate is definitely going to create an Avela or constitute Eber Menachai. Right? As opposed to where the Miut is a vadai, you know, not that the miut is something you can't rely on, or that something al pidin you should be choshesh for, if you take the numbers of the miut, or the solution of the miut, but like an al pidin, with a, like some of the other cases. The rov katanim metapchim be'isa, you know, miut eina metapchim, you know, that's a more direct, you know, the katan is tamei. So he is, you know, touching the and being matame or not, right? So that's a question. In light of this whole discussion of what constitutes a latest asafek or a birur as opposed to hakra, right? If you can eliminate the numbers completely, By focusing on not the numbers, you know, but the relationship between the Rove and the Miut, does that matter? The answer is legally it might matter. When a Rove, you know, confronts a Miut, you know, that contradicts it, not just contradicts its solution for halachic reasons, but contradicts its data, so it's either going to be more damaging to the Rove or less damaging to the Rove. Because it's, you know, that's a kind of a struggle, you know, that's, you know, everybody's going for the jugular and, you know, that's a no prisoners left behind kind of a struggle. Right? Even though, again, in the numbers, you know, we understand that there are, you know, Rove Mitzuyin and there are Pacho, there's, you know, a Miut, you know, She'ena Mumchen. But if we're trying to figure out now, you know, whether we should be concerned, whether or not this is, you know, a mumcha did the shechita or not, you know, you might say it's, you have to go for one or the other. That's not necessarily true when you have a miut, you know, which is not, doesn't conflict with the rove at all. It's a different consideration. Right? Then both are on the table. That might make it a basis for latest asafek. We'll see soon. This is, of course, the idea of, you know, its capacity, you know, to connect up with Chazaka, to say Palgo Palgo or even Itra. But even forgetting that, I'm just speaking, more simplistically. Let's say you have a robe and a miut. Do we care about the type of miut it is? That's really what I'm asking. Okay. In Chazaka, do we care? You know, we have a winning Chazaka. And we want to know, you know, what about Etshel Abar, right? Do we care about, A, the quality of the chazaka, B, even things like what I was saying before. Let's say there's an absolute muchzakus, where we can be in denial about the, you know, any kind of, you know, crack in the, you know, in the implication. And let's say there are chazakas where, you know, we know that there's a reyesa, a chazaka sheish bereyesa, right? Which ends up often being a chazaka de mikar, a chazaka de hashta, right? The mikvah was nimdar, it was male, right? That was last week. And now we checked it again and it's chaser. Right? So even if you hold, you know, that azlina and basar, you know, mikara, so the chazaka is effective, but the fact that there's, you know, that it's chaser lefaneinu, or it's pagum lefaneinu in the case of the sakin, right? Does that cut into the quality of that solution? Right? So these are questions. Are you going to be mechalek between rov and chazaka? And within rov, are there different types? And within chazaka, are there different types? Or not? So I want to take a couple of minutes just to talk about sexveika, because that's an obvious parallel, and then I want to go back to the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the Rajva to just reinforce some of these points. Yeah. So, yeah.
Just a question on the Ramban. Is there room to say that when the Ramban is comparing Yosef to Shita,
he's comparing
Yosef to Shita, the Ramban to Shita, so we're talking about him, he wants to approach the Shita, and that's why he views it as a paragraph?
I don't think so. I mean, it is either way. These are called more. No, I really think that he is just trying. I think all these rayas are to show that even when you have a chazaka keneged or you have a miyud hamatsui, that, you know, notwithstanding, you know, are being somek on the solution, you know, that we're always acknowledging that there remains a safek. You know, and if there once is a safek, you know, then it becomes normal, you know, to think that Epshilavar is Arklavar. And I think he's just saying that there wouldn't be a din of Tre Rubi even as a mala, and there wouldn't be a, you know, din Drabanan in some other cases, you know, as a kind of a Midas Chasidus or whatever, and there wouldn't be, you know, a din Doraisa, as I understand it, of at least being Choshesh, you know, to begin with, if that were not the case. And therefore, when he's trying to prove it all, okay, the common denominator is Ein Rov, you know, Ein Kol Rov Vadai. This was, no Rov is really a Vadai, but it can be legally a Vadai, but that doesn't mean that that's the typical Rov. That's what I think. Yeah?
Is there any difference in implication between, like, the terminology in the Kedushim versus the Mechamos of, in the Kedushim, he likes to label it as a Rov Garua, as opposed to just saying it's not
Kedushim? Could be.
Could be.
Could be. I mean, Rov Tov and a Rov Garua, as opposed to a Rov Vadai and a Rov with a Mia. Could be. But in this piece, certainly, that's the impression. Okay, so let's talk about Sveksveika just for a couple of minutes. So what do we know about Sveksveika? Zev. Lois. Yeah. You saw it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
Sveksveika typically is lakula. So that you know, it belongs in our discussion, right? I mean, rov, we rely on rov, we rely on chazaka, right? We rely on sveksveika. We rely on sveika drabana lakula, and we rely on safek tumah brishas harab and tah, right? In all those cases, you could ask this question. You should ask this question. You know, Efshel Levar, Tzarek Levar, or not. So we saw that the Ramban is already relating to, definitely, to Rov and Chazaka. I just want to talk briefly about Sveksveika. By the way, I mentioned distinctions within Rov, you know, about Rov connected Chazaka, Rov, you know, what the relationship is between the Miyud and the Rov, which we'll get back to, right? And Rov, of course, is a Miyud Amatzui. I should mention, you know, we'll discuss this later in the year, but there's another big distinction within the world of Roe. By the way, before I get to sex bank. Tommy? Where? Another big distinction in the world of Roe? Rami? Kiva? Zeb? Yeah, excellent. Ruben Isa, come on, Ruben Elisa, come on. I mean, there are two types of robes, right? There are robes that are lefanecha, right, in the room, or, you know, in the, you know, one of the interesting issues about robe is to define, you know, the population. That's a fascinating question. Right, sometimes your popular, you know, the popular, your Issa Kamon rove, right, is different, you know, depending on what you're looking at. There can even be more than one rube of the Issa Kamon, right? But, you know, typically you would think that the rove that matters is the smallest sample size that gives you a rove, right? But is that always true? Like, in this room, I don't know. You know, how many, you know, how many Gemaras, you know, have, you know, printed the Rashash? You know, let's say, you know, 60%. You know, but, you know, in New York City, you know, maybe it's only 40% or 80%. Right. So which is the rove, especially in one case it's a rove, in the other case it's a miyut. Or let's say in one case it's a rove with a miyut shein amatzui, in the other case it's a rove with a miyut amatzui. Right, so which is the proper, you know, which is the proper framework to use for resolving this question? That's a very interesting issue. On a practical level, you would think, you know, especially if you're really interested, in other words, in the probabilities, so you're always going to look at the, you know, most proximate or the smallest, you know, population. But to the extent that rove, you know, is also makriya, or the formal dinim of rove, maybe that isn't always true. I mean, what's the relevant rove? That's really what I'm asking. Anyways, that's even within rove, rubadisa kamon. But a bigger leap is rubadilesa kamon and rubadisa kamon. Rubadisa kamon means, you know, whatever the population sample that I'm dealing with is, or size of, it's all in front of me. So if there are 60 or 65 people in the room, and we're trying to figure out a rove, right, how many people are, you know, have, you know, computers in front of them, or whatever, or wear glasses, you know, that's a rove d'isa kamon, or not. Right? I mean, the rove and miyut are staring us in the face. But there are global roves, like rove nashim, you know, misabros, is not a rube d'isa kamon, that's a rube d'leisa kamon. Which is better, a rube d'isa kamon or a rube d'leisa kamon? The answer is, not so clear. Right? A rube d'isa kamon has the advantage of knowing that the numbers are relevant to your story. But by the same token, the miut, which is lefanecha, is also staring you in the face. That's a little disconcerting, especially if the miyut, you know, is more than eino matzui, meaning you know that there are people in this room, you know, who are not wearing glasses. So if you want to make a, you know, rove decision, you know, you're staring, you know, at exceptions. It can give you sleepless nights. Believe me. Okay? But if you know, if you're talking about the population, you know, broadly speaking, so there's no miyut lefanecha, and there is a rove, you're dealing with one person. Not one from among 20, one of 20. Once you're dealing with one of a billion, you know, you're not really dealing with one of a billion. You're dealing with one based on the probability of the one, you know, relative to the billion, or whatever, right? So the miut is far less, you know, sleep-depriving, you know, even though you might be totally wrong about the robe, because maybe the person in front of you, you know, is part of the 30% or, you know, 40% or whatever it is. It's not, that doesn't wear glasses. Right? So it's hard to know. This is an issue later on, you know, which Rashi addresses. You know, in the Gemara later on, it cool, discusses what the makor for rov is, what's the makor for chazaka, what's the makor for rov. So Rashi discusses, do you need a separate, 2 days in Rashi, do you need a separate makor for rov, ditsa, come on, rov, delaysa, come on. Right, so that's good. That's, you know, that's an interesting and important discussion. It comes up in a lot of things. Ein hochem b'mamun achar rov. Right? Meaning, rove doesn't necessarily overcome motzi b'chaveru al avarai. At least that's what that word, that phrase means. You know, we who have, you know, studied, you know, Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin and other things know that that isn't so simple, because it seems to be a stira in sugyos. And the Bali Tosas themselves, you know, struggle with this question. Right? In Sanhedrin, you know, we paskin like the rove and we're motzi mamon. And the fashal is based on rov. In the Gemara in Chav Zayin in Bava Kamma, right? The Gemara says ein hokum mamanachar rov, and the Rav Basra says ein hokum mamanachar rov. So there are different views of the Bali Tosis whether or not really hokum mamanachar rov, unless it's a rov garua, or the default is ein hokum mamanachar rov. Right? And shiny Sanhedrin, you know, and the question what Tosis means, why it's shiny. That's Tosis in Bava Kamma, actually. So, it's ironic. Tosis in Sanhedrin, Dav Gimel, basically says that there is a rule in Hokam Bomenach Arov. It just doesn't apply, you know, to know, to rov adif. And Tosas in Bava Kamma, where the klal is stated, says there's really no such rule, ein hokum b'mamanachar rov. You know, it's, I'm sorry, the other way. That, you know, that's fine, yeah. That, you know, that's a din rov garua, but a rov adif, you'll always say it. So that's a question. So some Rishonim, in order to solve that problem, before they came to that, including Bali Tosis, say, oh, ein hokum b'mamanachar rov, the mixed evidence. Maybe we should be mechalek between Ruba Disa Kamon and Ruba Delaysa Kamon. And we'll see, as we go forward, numerous such distinctions. So this question, too, whether Epshel Avar, Tzorach Lavarer, in addition to Keneged Chazaka, what type of miyut, what, you know, number of miyut, that might be another factor. Ruba Disa Kamon, Ruben Leitzer, come on. Okay. Well, we were talking about, yeah. Kiva, go. Okay, so the word chazaka, let me clarify this all. I think I mentioned this the other day. The word chazaka is sometimes misleading. A real chazaka is a presumptive status quo ante. Okay? Meaning, this is what this has been, and the burden of, you know, and the assumption should be, until you know otherwise, that that persists, you know, and therefore the burden of proof is on you to establish that it doesn't, that something has changed here. Motzi mechaveru levarai. Okay? Or, Deheva b'chaya b'cheskas Yisro Mendes. Or, the sakin was baduk, it was fine. Right? Until we know that something happened to it, it's fine. That's a presumptive state. Sometimes the Gemara uses the expression of chazaka when they want to signify a ruba delesa kamon. For example, chazaka, that there's a bedika, you know, in a bias which was sold on Yadalid, that isn't really a chazaka. That's why I brought the raya in the Ramban that he was extending to chazaka from sakin. When I wanted to make the ha'ara that even though the language of chazaka is used more explicitly in the Psachin case, that is actually a rove. But It is a Ruba Deleisa, come on. But Rov Mutzinei Soshchita Mumchenhein is also a Ruba Deleisa, come on. Right? But Rov Chanuyos, you know, in a particular town, are Ksheros, you know, and Miut are not Ksheros, that's a Ruba Deleisa, come on. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Sexveika, sorry. Zev, go ahead. So what do we know about Sexveika? Sexveika is Lakula. Okay, that we know. That we agree. But what we don't know exactly is why it's Lakula. We'll get to that in a second. And what I'm particularly interested in, just for a few minutes at least, is let's say you have a Sexveika, but it's Epshilabara. Will you still say Lakula or not? Exactly. We have here Chazaka Shef Shalavarir. We're mostly dealing with Rove Shef Shalavarir. We talked a little bit already about Safek Tuma versus Harabim Shef Shalavarir. That was the note of Yehuda's comment, right? That, oh, you see that if it was Shef Shalavarir, you would be Chayev Lavar. What about Sveka Drabanan, Lakula Shef Shalavarir? We're not really sure, right? We'll talk about that for a minute. What about Sexveika? Sexveika, you know, even more than the others, seems like an open question. It seems like it belongs with Rov and Chazaka, because the din of Sefek Tumah versus Rabbim Tahar, the din of Sefek and Rabbanan, Lekula, right, those are dinim, clearly. Those are dinim that have nothing to do with probabilities or odds or anything. Those are pure halachas, right? Sveka Drabanan because of its Drabanan nature. Again, even then there's a debate in Sveka Drabanan Lakula whether it's a Din Vandai or a Din Safek. Meaning, do we say Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu, therefore it's really Vandai? Or just, you know, where we're Makil in the resolution of the Safek because it's only Drabanan. Fine. And that is relevant to the Epshilavara question too. If you say Epshilavara is not a Safek, then even Sveka Drabanan, you're not going to say Lakula. But if it is a Safek, and especially if you say Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu, you might be able to say that, you know, that here's a case where Epshilavara ain't Tzorek Lavara, because it's a Safek and Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu. On the other hand, if you say, oh, you can rely on the Kula, maybe you can't rely on the Kula when you have a better solution, even in Drabanan. Similarly, Sveka, you know, there was just a Rabbim Lakula, as we discussed. We noted, are you even pretending that you can, that you were, again, it's not based on numbers at all. It's a halacha. But does the halacha basically a kind of matir, where we're saying, we don't know what happened, we're not projecting what happened, even as a din, we're just saying, you're going to be Michael, we're matir. Right? Or, are we at least pretending, not pretending, are we projecting because of this din that this is what unfolded? So going along with Sveka Drabanan, Sveka Drishus Harabim, Sufik Drishus Harabim, Lekula is also the consequences of projecting, you know, of reconstructing the scenario that way. I mentioned that seems to be a major debate among the Rishonim. Reb Chaim speaks about it a lot between the Rambam and Bali Tosis, and so. But Sveka, unlike those other two, Sveksveika, like Rove, and a little bit like Chazaka, because there's a logic to Chazaka. It's not a compelling, it's not anything like a probability, but the idea that, you know, you have a status quo, and that you don't move from that without, you know, evidence, like that, from a policy point of view, that's a reasonable, you know, perspective. It's not Rove. Okay. But Sveksveika, like, what is that? Is it more like, well, what is it like? But Pashtus, it sounds like it's more like Rove in this respect. We'll see in a moment. So what is the, Zev, what's the actual, is there a discussion of this or not? Where? Suvistav Test and Suvistav Bet. Namely, the Mishnah says, "Psula Nitzes Biyom Aravi." Right? Pamayim B'Shabbat, two twice a week, Monday, Thursday, and therefore what do we want to do? Oh. So what's the problem with that? That's the Mishnah. It's good, the Mishnah. All the Rishonim are troubled by it because what's the big deal? Let's say he finds, he says, Pasa Pasuach Matasi. As he feels that there was something, you know, untoward, you know, going on here. Right? So, in the end of the day, there's still the question of, you know, what likely happened and whether it's an actionable, you know, offense. Right? And in order for there to be a significant halachic problem that would warrant him coming to Beis Din, what would you need? You need to know two things. Exactly. Post Erusin, before the Nisuin, Safek Tachtav, and Baratza. So it's a Spek Sveka. So at the end of the day, what's the big deal? Even if he finds, even if he is technically accurate, right, that something was amiss, it doesn't have any halachic consequences if you're going to be Mekel, and there's a Spek Sveka. Correct? And that's kind of Novea from the discussion of the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Ksuvos, famous discussion, right? Homer Pesach Pasuk Matzasi, is he Naman or not? And the Gemara says, but it's a suspect Sveika, unless it's Chusam Ibaskim Lashon Aviyom Echad, or Eishas Kol. So how could it be that there's a Takana and the Mishnah across the board that applies to more than Chusam Ibaskim Lashon Aviyom Echad, or Eishas Kol, when the benefit is based on Svek Sveika. That's the problem. Yeah. So what does Rashi say about it?
That people will, if he goes to the Beis Din, then people will come and bring, two Eidim will come and testify on both of
those things. We want to encourage, you know, that there be a bit of a call, right, so that evidence will come. Right? And Tosis is not so happy with that. Because they say, why? What's the point? It's a Svek Sveika. Right? Tosis ends up saying, it's a low plug for Eishas Kohen and Klusim Dibaskim L'Shem Aviyom Echad. But really, from the point of view of trying to, you know, stir up Eidus, that isn't necessary because it's a Svek Sveika. So it sounds very much like there's a debate between Rashi and Tosis, whether Svek Sveika, Be'efshe Levar, or Tzorech Levar or not. I'm not saying that's the only way to explain it. The Ran in Ksuvos has a line where he says something like, you know, Rami Alei de Beidina, meaning that when it comes to Ishus, especially the beginning of an Ishus, you know, this kind of a misunderstanding or something that, you know, kind of would generate, you know, ill will at the fragile, you know, initiation of such a bond. You know, so that's number one. And number two, in the area of Ishus, maybe we're more machmir. So Rami Alei de Beidina, it's Beis Din's obligation. I always thought that what the Ran means, just like the Ramban about Safek Tuma Brishas Harabim, whenever there's a din of Shmira, you know, or Kedusha, there's a din of Shmira. So, you know, we revise the dinim of Safek. So I think that's what the Ran in Ksuvos is kind of trying to say as well, meaning Beis Din is like the watchdog, you know, of Jewish marriages, and therefore they should investigate, you know, even b'makom, you know, where you would be mekel without investigation, because this is an area of kedusha and of shmira and tahara, etc. But anyway, that's not for now. Anyways, the bigger idea is that there seems to be a debate between Rashi and Tosis, which you can explain in various ways, but certainly one very appealing way is that they're arguing about Efshe Levar and Tzorech Levar. Oh. So it could just be the same machlokas that we're encountering. That you have the the Balamor, and you have the Ra'ah, and you have the Ritva, you know, Efshe Levar and Tzorech Levar. against, you know, all these other Rishonim. And then Rashi's saying, Imetshalavar, Tzarech Lavarer, right? And the Bali Tosfos are saying, no, not really. Of course, there is a little bit of a difference in another respect as well, and that is when, again, when the Sakin is Bifanecha, or the Shochet is Bifanecha, you can find out at least whether he was a Mumche. Right? In the case, you know, to explain Bali Tosfos, you might say, well, you know, if it's Efshe Levarer, then Tzarech Levarer, but Chashash, you know, Birur, B'makom Sfeksteka, you know, because we don't know that Edom are going to come by. You know, we're, you know, we want them to come forward, so maybe Edom will hear about it and they'll come by. That's even more one step removed. I would say like this, the Pnei Yeshua factor, just to highlight it, I don't mean it only this way, I mean the factor of Efshe Levarer Ein Kan Safek, you know, you're not going to say that. Right? Because it's not Efshe Levarer, it's Ulai Efshe Levarer, you know. But if the point is that rather you'd still write, you know, try to find out if you can get better resolution than simply relying upon, you know, this particular Pitaron, then it's more, it's closer. It's closer to this issue. However, there may be another issue as well. And that is, yeah. Yeah.
The problem with Rashi, though, it doesn't have to do with the
Sfeksteka.
It doesn't seem to do with this issue.
Tos is asking. It's a Sfeksteka. He's asking for Tesla. Yeah. Tos is saying, is it a Sfeksteka? And then Tos says, yes, it is, but we're talking Yom Revi for Eishes Kohen and Pchusim Yibaske V'lshon of Yom Echad, but we made a low plug for everybody else. Is that what Tos is saying? No? What? Well, how did you want to say it?
I thought he was asking a technical question from Abaye.
On Tesla Medal.
Yeah.
No, he is. He's saying if it were to, just were true, then you wouldn't need to come to only, you know, Pukusami Batka Vulshanam, you know. But it reduces to the same thing. Okay. So there's another question here, and that is as follows. Again. As I say, number one, there's Kashash Birur, not Efshel Levarer. But the other thing to think about is the question of Leidus HaSafek and Mevarer. So what is the relationship between a Sfeika and a Rov? So this is a very, very big topic. I'm just going to tell you a couple of things very quickly. Did anybody get a chance to look at that other Torah Sabayis? Or the Rajva and Beta? Yeah? Did? Anybody? Rove people? Rove did? Rove with a Miyachino Matsui? No? Okay, so I'll just tell you very quickly. I don't want to spend more time on it. There are basically several views, several ways of understanding Sfeksteka. So it's, all the Achronim understood, all the Achronim, many of the Achronim, the Rove Rubam of the Achronim, understood based on a Ketuvos HaRashba. Was that Chuvas Harajva? Is it Tuf Aleph? Anybody know?
Aleph.
What is it?
Aleph Tuf Aleph.
Aleph Tuf Aleph. Yeah. In Chelek Aleph Simon Tuf Aleph. The famous Chuvas Harajva. So they understood that what the Rajva said was that Sfeksteka is a rove. Okay? He doesn't really say that. You have it?
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
The Hochsek Surah.
Exactly. Very interesting question. Namely, what the Rajva, you know, very scientifically, I mean halakhically scientifically, very analytically, you know, raises the, or pursues the following question. Is I want to know whether or not Sfeksteka works Kenegedus Chazak Yisur. Right? And then he says, how are we going to figure this out? So he says, on the one hand, you say, you know, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Okay, Arya's going to read it in a second to see if I'm making it up.
Oh, I didn't actually read it. I just happened to know what it said.
Oh, okay. So, on the one hand, we say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Means a robe beats out a cheskasisa, right? On the other hand, when it comes to Sfeika d'Rabbanan l'kula, says the Rashba, right? We don't say Sfeika d'Rabbanan l'kula can negatis chazak yisur. So the question is Sfeksteka more like Sveka Drabana Lakula, or more like Rove? I think that's a very, you know, programmatic way, you know, to discuss this question. So then he goes on to try to prove, to use his language, you have the key line there, that Svek Sveka Lo Gora Mirov. Right? You have that? That's the one that they all quote.
No, I don't have it.
He thinks in the end, Svek Sveka B'mokam Chazaka, you'll go by the Svek Sveka, because Svek Sveka, he goes something like, Lo Gora Mirov V'Odif Mimenu, or something like that. Okay. Anybody have the language? Nathan, you have it? It's Aleph Kapal. Okay. A lot of the Achronim, meaning the...
Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Hey, Dela. Oh, in the Husvek...
Loud, a little louder.
Hey, Dela. Od the Husvek Sveka Adis Kerov. V'afer the Alim Hitiru Yosem Rov. The Harab Yeshua Lagabe Yosin Hasil Bechad Ruba Umachir.
Yeah, that's an interesting raya, especially in light of what we just did with Ramban. He brings a raya from the fact that he knew Trey Ruby in Yuchsin, but you can use Svek Sveka of Yuchsin. So that shows that Svek Sveka is that. Doesn't he say Lo Gora Mirov? In addition to saying
Adif Mirov? There's a weird gears of thing going on here in Bar Ilan.
Really?
So it says Tezalach, oh, the Ha Svek Sveka, it says Adayin, but then there's little things, which is the Adif. We're going to have to go to the academics.
There's a line. What's that?
We're going to have to go to the academics.
No. I'm just going to ask my sister.
Okay.
She's the computer person on Bar Ilan. I always joke with her that she's tampering with the content. So, I'll try to find out what she had in mind here. But I think the real one in my, I have the Ksaviyat of the Rajpa, you know, those kind of old rock, is like, you know, Lo Gora Mirov. Right? It's up there?
No.
Go ahead. You put it in? No, it's really, that's how they call it. Anyway, so I'll put it this way. The Chef Shmaitza, Lixos, who is Lixos, and the Pnei Yeshua, and a whole bunch of Achronim, quote this to Sarajba and interpret what it means is that every Svek Sveka is a very strong rogue. Assuming, of course, and this is a big issue, assuming what, Kaya? What's that based on? That the Svekos are fundamentally Svek Ashakos, or something close to it, meaning, you know, Svek number one is 50%, Svek number two is 50%, then it's a 75-25 suffix. Yeah? Math majors? It's an interesting question about Svek Sveka. I would say it's not so. Can you have Svek Sveka, even when the overall percentages are not? You could. Right? That would be an interesting question. We'll talk about that a little bit. You could definitely have lower Svek Sveka. You could have a 40-60 and then a 70-30. Does that matter? Okay, anyways, the point is if you assume that Svek Sveka is roughly 50-50, 50-50, 75-25, so that's how they understand the Rajwa. The Rajwa was poshet to Suffolk because he said, well, Svek Sveka is a rove. It's a strong rove. Okay. The problem with that is, number one, what I just said, not every Svek Sveka is exactly that way. And moreover, and this is why that becomes critical, even if in combination it's a rove, and that is it's a composite rove. Right? Now you could say that doesn't make a difference, who cares? But not so obvious, meaning a typical rove is an integrator. They're 75% of the population wears glasses. 75% of the population is, under 6'2". Okay? Here you have a composite rove, meaning this is only a rove because you're combining two different questions and you're looking at both questions together. Right, in terms of pure probability, that probably shouldn't matter so much. But in terms of formality, it might matter. All right, who's to say that you don't resolve each suffix separately? You know, and then just go from there. Let's say you have 50-50 in your machmir, then you have another suffix in your machmir. Right? Not so simple. Moreover, in my opinion, that's not what the Rajba meant anyway, because there are two other Rajbas that, you know, seem to suggest that Sexteka is Adif or Logara, maybe Adif, Mirov, but not as a Rove, but as a Sexteka. Let me explain what I mean by that. Who saw this thing in Beitza? Nobody? You did.
Oh, no.
No? I mean, you know every Chuvah Sarazma, but you've never opened up a Beitza. No.
Again, I know what the thing is about, but I'm not
going to... Okay, what's it about?
Avodah Zarah, what's that about? That's different thing in Beitza.
What is it? Avodah Zarah what?
You have
or trefa, and really, I mean, really, really, in the beginning, it's talking about beis shenol de biyom tov or suffik beis shenol de biyom tov, which is muktza, or hakadah the rabba. Okay, the gemara in beis on gemara beis is talking about what seems to be a suffik trefa or a suffik muktza, let's say, which then gets mixed up into a tarokas. Okay? And the Gemara seems to say, that's the Gemara here. Let's read the line. Here. The Gemara says, Uspeka asura, vimnis arva be'elef kulan asura. Then the Gemara says, Mishnah the Rabba, Damar Mishnah Machana, Hava Sveka the Raisa, Vichol Sveka the Raisa, Kumra, and Rabbi Yosef, who Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Mishnah Gzeira, Sveka the Rabbana, and Vichol Sveka the Rabbana, Lekula. The Gemara says, no, Sefa Asan, the Suffolk Trefa. Ihachi, Ema Sefa, and Sarva, the Elef, Kula Nasura. He was Mishnah, the Suffolk Yantis, Suffolk Kal, Hava Damar Sheshom Atir, Rekol Damar Sheshom Atir, Rekol Damar Sheshom Atir, Rekol and we have a suffix trefa, double shame the matir and he, tivato beruba. You know, hold the shakram tari in the Gemara. There seems to be, if you have this girsa that we have in the Gemara, which Rabbeinu Tam denies, seems to say that if you have a suffix iser that was then nisarev in a taroves, nonetheless, it is aser. The Bali Tosfos are troubled by this. They say, why is it Osir? Forget about everything else. It's a Spek Sveka. Safek Iser. Shenisari. Now it's in a Taroves. Good. Safek Trefa. And then it fell into a Pa. So you don't know if it's the same. Is that the one? Even that one is a Safek. So why should that be Osir? That's a Spek Sveka. Spek Sveka is Lakula. So Rabbi Tam in that Gemara says, no, the Girsa is wrong. We're talking about either Safek, you know, halachically, or Safek Betaroves. Either of those are Aser, but if he had a Sveka, it was a Safek Yisr Shenis Arev Betaroves, then Achanavi would be Mutter. And the Re disagrees. The Re says, no. The reason that it's Osir in that case, anybody know? Say a little louder. The Re three came up with this idea. He didn't formulate it this way, but that's what he's saying. And then the Rajba, I think, formulated it that way, is that we don't apply the din of Svek Sveka to Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarovas. Only Trey Sveki Betarovas, or maybe Trey Sveki Begufa. That's an interesting question, too. So the question is, why? Obviously, Rabbeinu Tam didn't think that was true. So there's like a double machlokas going on here. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't seem to care, you know, what the Sveka components are made out of. Sveka is Lekula. Moreover, This is very important. I'm going to do this quickly because we don't have time for it. Moreover, since that Gemara is also talking about Dover Sheish Lamatirin, meaning it's talking about Suffolk Beis HaShanol de Biyonto, what is Dover Sheish Lamatirin, by the way?
Something eventually comes mutter,
like muktzah, right? You just have to wait out until after Yontif, then it's going to become mutter, right? So, as the Rishonim point out, it seems, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that if you had a real sfek sveka, meaning safek beis hashanol de biyomto, let's say, or achon of the rabbi, even, so it's a raisa, let's say, shenafal letocha taroves, it seems that Rabbeinu Tam would hold, if that was really the case, it sounds like that's what the Gemara is talking about, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not true. If that were to be true, it would be mutter. It would be mutter, even though the Sfek Sveka is Safek Echab Agud, Safek Echab Ataroves, but it would also be mutter, even though it's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Right? Because all you have to do is wait it out. Right? That's the famous Rashi in Beitza, which is opposed to the famous Ran in the Darim, who says, Mitok Shiochlenu, the Iser Tochlenu the Heter. Just wait it out. Oh. So the Rajba in Beitza and the Rajba in Torah Sabayis wants to explain, especially the second part of Rabbeinu Tam. Namely, if it's Dover Sheish Lamatirin, right, why is it Mutter? Why? Because the Gemara explains in that Gemara in Beitza that when it comes to Rov, what's the din of Rov? Afilu be'elef, Dover Sheish Lamatirin, and a Rov is Afilu be'elef lo bata. So why is Svek Sveka better than a Rov? Says the Rajba. This is the Rajba in Beitza also. Almost exactly the same language. I'm just... Can I move the page? Here it is. Yeah. Okay. So the language of the Rajah is very important. It says, second. Here, let me just read that. Miu Omer Bishmosh Rabbi Yitzhak Azakin Hayadu Abala Tosos. This is the Torah Sabai speaking. On page Chavdal Ramad Beis in the old versions, Bayis Ravi Shar Sheni, the La Omer Svek Sveka LaHakel El B'Shtei Svekos Abos Mikoach Shtei Taruvos, Gondu Shamarnu Shenafa Tabash LaVodazara LaRibo MiRibo LaRibo. That's why you're when you said LaVodazara, because it's connected to the Sugya LaVodazara. The Kol Chad V'Chad Shebet Taruvos Shnia Ikatrei Svek. However, this is not true according to Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so what's the pshat in Rabbeinu? Midiv Rabbeinu Yaakov Nilbod, the kol svek svek afilu b'dover sheish lamatir muter la'alter. So kim netamah de brayso de k'tanim nesarva be'elef kula natsuras mishum v'havali dover sheish lamatirin. V'afilu hachi badai asura sveka muter. The taima, the kol shehu b'svek sveka heter gomur mashvinan lay. Ve'ein tzarech lahamtin. Ve'ein adoma l'safek eka b'shel divrayem, the shari kisvek sveka b'shel Torah, ve'afilu hachi asik rabashi yihosam, reish parakama debetza, the dover sheish lamatirin afilu b'safek drabanan asur, the hosam shayni, the kivin de b'safek echad b'kenegdo b'shel Torah asur, el mishum shehu b'shel divrayem takel bo, v'hatir b'safek echad, kol sheish matirim lo takel bo. What is he saying here? And he says basically almost exactly the same language. You can look it up in the Rajban Beitza Givlon Beis. He's bothered. Why is Svek Sveka better than Rov? Right? And better than Sveka Drabana Lakula. So why is it better than Sveka Drabana Lakula? Because on a pragmatic... You're not going to say about Sveka Drabana Lakula there's no Leda Sasafe. He's not going with the Kahai Gavna Lotiknu idea. Right, so what are we saying? that because the consequence is only drabanan, we're makel. But why should you be makel? So that explains, even though they're both kulas, says the Rajba, in a doma this kula to that kula. Because this would be a din safek daraisa, you'd be masmir. Meaning, this is safek. The level of safek doesn't change because it's daraisa drabanan. The only way it could is if you were to say, kai gavna lo tiknu. And it's a masir. Okay. But why is it better than a rove? I feel the elef labatel is even a little shocking because I feel the elef labatel, so it's a big rove. It's better than a rove with a miut, even sheino matsui, unless that's just a melitza of the alma. Says the Rajba, I'll read the language again. The kol shu besvek sveka heter gomur mashmina lei. And that's the language that he uses, meaning even more than rove. The Rajba thinks that Svek Sveka is no later than Safek. So I think that's what he means in the Tshuva as well, Tafalim, when he says, oh, Svek Drabanan, Keneged Kaskas Yisur, that's awesome. Rov, Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Ahe. Svek Sveka is better than Rov. Not that it's a better Rov than Rov is, because it's a composite 75%. That's not always true. Yeah, there are 90% Rovs too. I think what he means is based on what he says in Torah Sabayis and what he says in the Rashba, in Beitza, and that is a Svek Sveka, there's no Leinus HaSafek. That's why there's no Dover Shalish. It's even stronger than a Rov. And in Yuchsin also, there's no Leinus HaSafek. Yeah?
Can you expand this discussion beyond the Rovis? It's very hard to think this is true in the Rovis, where in the case of Rov, there's a Bada Isser in the entire Rovis, and therefore it's hard to think that there's no Leinus HaSafek at all. But
Are you arguing on the side of the Sekseka to be Bacalic or on the side of the Rove?
You
might say yeah, feel the be'elef, you're saying, but it's there. It's Rubadisa Kaman, maybe.
There is something there, but it's a steak or it's...
Or it's a super Rubadisa Kaman.
Something is there in the Tarubas, the steak, so there's more compelling to think that we don't even know if there's any...
Right, but Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, your chilukim are very reasonable. You definitely could say that. Let me talk about the robe for a minute. On the robe part, because what are you going to say if there's no latest asapek in a robe, the mir shene matzui, so why when it comes to the Amshish Lamatir, is that any different? Right? Maybe in a tarobes, it's still different, because the miut, you know, it's a rubadisa kaman. But it's even more than that, it's just like a super rubadisa kaman. But that can work in either way. On the one hand, the isa kaman is greater. On the other hand, in a tarobes, as I said the other day, you have a greater possibility of saying Rubo Kekula, right? And saying the whole thing is identified by the rope. So that even though Mitzius is there, we're not talking about the morsel that you're eating. We're talking about the morsel being redefined as a different identity, you know, based on the rope. So I think it can be Michalik in either direction. In Svek Sveka, what we say about Trey Sveki de Gufa? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't seem to be Michalik. It could be that that's true. So it's, but you should just know that the Ra'ah has a famous shita here. We'll stop in just a minute. The Ra'ah's famous shita, anybody know? Is, he has a different shot in the Ri. The Ri says, as we discussed, like Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarovas, there's no kula of Svek Svek. Clearly he's not working with a composite row. You just add up the numbers, whatever they are. Okay. So the way the Rajba explains the Ri is because in Svek Sveka you need to have the two together. Right? But if it's Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarovas, You just resolve each case separately. You say kumra kumra. Two kumras are not a kula make. Yeah. Ah, the ra. So that's how the Rajma reads the ra the re and saying safek akol b'gula safek akol b'tarovas. It just, you don't al pi din have the right to withhold judgment and to deal with them as a group. Right? Whereas safek, you know, trey sveki or echo or trey taruvos, maybe you would. But the ra'ah, exactly what Avram just said, the ra'ah says, no, the whole thing is wrong. He says, that's not the pshat at all. The re meant that you don't say svek sveka unless the first safek is minat Torah already mutter. Basically, the ra'ah for the re is suggest there's really no din of svek sveka mutter at all. There's only a din of sveka derabanan lakula. He said, that's the pshat. Whenever you have safek b'taroves, that's always doraisa, or almost always doraisa, batel, and it's only nisa drabanan. So then you have safek drabanan, it's a nisa drabanan, and then you have another safek, so it's safek drabanan lakula. Right? That's how he says. That's, again, ironic, this is what I was referring to before a little bit. I think that's very famous. Mishum Safik Rishon Yisa Torah, in the case of Safik Echa Beguf, sorry, Al Sveikos Mevi'in Chatos. Whoa. The Kiva Dekena Asura B'Safik Sheni V'Achoshev Elik Echad Safik. And Lo Mikri Svek Sveika V'Lo Sharina Midin Svek Sveika. When do we have Svek Sveika? Kiru Shachachach Mitzham Rabbeinu Mishum whatever V'Eino Nachon She'en Za'atzmo Sharabeinu Al Tamad Rabbeinu Lo Amirin Svek Sveika Sharon Bidaraisa L'Hekha De B'Safik Rishon Sharon Bidaraisa. If you were the Ra'ah and you were asking the question about Svek Sveka, the Mokom Cheskas Iser, right, you'd have to say, not Logara or Adif Mirov, you'd have to say, L'chumra, that you have to treat it like Sveka Drabana L'kula. Because Svek Sveka means Sveka Drabana L'kula. There are many Achronim who suggest this for the Rambam, and I don't buy it at all. But a lot of Achronim, why? I mean, you can understand. I mean, the Ra'ah is basically saying, Sveka Drabana is L'chumra. But there are certain Svekos that are L'kula, that are Drabana, like Taroves. And then you apply Svek Sveka. It's a very much more limited doctrine of Svek Sveka. In other words, it's not Svek Sveka is not a Leidus HaSafek, and it's not Svek Sveka as a composite robe. He's denying both of those ideas completely. Safek Echa and many Svekos, it's all the same. It's just a question, Safek Arisa, Safek Draba. So it became very appealing, I think especially once the Ra'ah said what he said, for Achronim to project this more easily on the Rambam. Because since the Rambam holds Sveka, Daraisa, Lechumra is mostly Drabana, not always, but mostly Drabanan, right? It's not always. We know from Moshe Talui, we know some exceptions, but mostly. So they said, oh, for the Rambam, you can say this all the time. Every Safek, not just the Tarovis ones, every Safek is Lakula, and basically is only an Issa Drabanan. We're Machmir Drabanan. And therefore, every Svek Sveka is Sveka Drabanan Lakula. But if you look at the Rif, in Ksuvas and other places, and the language of the Rambam, when he talks about Svek Sveka cases, he never connects it to Sveka Drabanan Lakula. If you ask me, it sounds like the Rambam thinks these have nothing to do with each other. Again, it's very popular. Shuan, you know, the Ksos Shef Shmaitza, the Nesiva, a lot of them bought into this idea. For the Rambam, surely Svek Sveka as we did Sveka Drabanan Lakula. Okay, so getting back to our issue, this is a really interesting question now. We're talking about Svek Sveka, you know, Efshe Levarer, Tzarech Levarer. Oh, we have to stop. Yeah, I guess we'll stop. So okay, I guess we'll pick up with this on Thursday. Again, when it comes to, you know, now it's interesting to compare, like, Efshe Levarer, Dover Sheish Lo Matirin, Keneged Is Chazak Isura, Keneged Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Right, how do the various Kula Hachra'os stack up one against the other? So that's what I want to talk about for a couple of minutes. And then I want to finish off with the Ritva and the Rajba and the Ra'ah and Mishbar Samayas to talk about, you know, types of miyuts and so on. And then we'll start with Kuti.
How do you think